Okay, we would like to call this meeting of the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees to order. Welcome, everyone, this evening to Chilhowee. It's a beautiful day. Glad you could all make it. First thing we need to do is to approve the draft agenda that's in front of you. If you'll look that over, we'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
So moved.
All right, do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All right, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, next, public or guest remarks. At this point, we usually ask for the librarian where we are to give us a report of how things are going.
On the agenda, are you going to talk about the maker?
We are.
I wanted to show you some of the things that are coming up in the maker space. Next week, Christie is doing these spring shelf sitters. So we use the Cricut and the laser cutter for these. And then this is her project for Mother's Day. Personalized with black. And you can put your child's name on there. So she's doing an excellent job. I'm really pleased with her. And Connie is trying to put it together.
I've not seen the picture, so I have no clue what it looks like.
This week we're doing personalized puzzles. That's what our intern is doing. That's her major project.
Okay.
And it's going really well.
Any picture. Nellie and I both came today, and she did a picture of her dog.
I did my doggy.
And I did pictures of my grandchildren, and it is just so neat.
Yeah.
That is really neat.
I know, yeah, we have some earrings. I was going to wear those. I have a pair. Do you?
Yeah.
And Kristen is wearing the mushroom earrings.
Oh, okay.
Kristen and the Sawville staff have been to a lot of our programs.
Oh, okay.
Yay!
Awesome. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, how cute.
Anything else going on? I see a lot of posters up, a lot of programming.
We have the Virginia Commission of the Arts, Artists in Residency. That's going to be at the end of the month. I'm excited about that. We have that coming up.
And you had mushroom logging last week.
That went really well. I wasn't sure how that would go, but we had 20 logs to start with, and I let people share a log, and we had a great turnout. Kristen came to that. We had a great turnout for that, and
that's awesome.
I was really happy because the majority of the people were not from Smith County.
Really?
We're getting new people.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Well,
do you have culinary herbs?
Yeah, I saw that.
On Saturday?
Saturday, yes.
Lots of good, exciting things happening in Chilhowee.
I think we're going to take a break a little bit in May.
Because then you get summer reading.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you.
You'll have to come and look at these after the meeting.
All right. Thank you for that report. Do you have anybody else right now that you would, Connie? Would you like to give a report on the Friends of the Chilhowee Library?
We met last week. I met with the board and Rose, and we have rewritten our bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
We found the old bylaws, and we tweaked them and rewritten them because due to COVID and people passing away that were officers, our 503C was revoked or whatever back, I think, in 2019. We were not aware of that. So we are now working on that very hard and get the ball back rolling. Hopefully in May, we're going to work with the CPA and get them to help us get online and apply for that and get that done. So we're excited about getting that done. I feel like that's very important to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And, so a fresh start.
Great.
Looking forward.
Well, thanks for all you all do. I mean, it really is a great group, and we do appreciate it. Continue forward, doing all that you're doing. Anybody else needed to speak during public or guest remarks? Okay. All right, next we have the approval of minutes from the March meeting, and those of you who were in attendance at the March meeting can discuss those and entertain a motion to approve the March minutes.
I shouldn't do this, but I'll be back. I wasn't there.
I wasn't either, Tom. And neither was Nellie. So that's between Nellie and Gwen.
I make a motion to the minutes of the March meeting.
Okay, and do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you all. All right, next we'll look at the March disbursements, which are so neatly laid out for us. Thank you again for making this easy to read and follow.
So most of it is very standard for last month. Towards the bottom of, let's see, on March the 4th, you see there was an overdrive payment for $977.17. So we've talked in the past about overdrive, you know, when we are part of a consortium and each of the members has an obligation to buy a certain amount of books for the shared collection. Mm-hmm. And so our obligation is $1,500 a year. And so this, I had already made one purchase for the year. So this second purchase puts us over our required amount. I think as I've told y'all before, I go to the list of items that our patrons have on hold, and I buy those things that our patrons have on hold. I can rank them by the most holds. So I start at the top of the list and see how far my money gets me until I wanted to get in the neighborhood of $1,000 this time. So there were some things had 10 holds, some things had 8 holds. And so there are dozens that have only one hold. And so I almost never get to the one holds. I usually only get down to the 4 or 5 holds and then I've exhausted my money. But I'm just trying to reach the things that people most have indicated they want. The next thing I wanted to mention, my Visa card. So we had, this is where I bought licenses for the VA 250 Revolutionary War film series. Mm-hmm. And that's our contribution to the VA 250 committee that we've been working on for several years. Mm-hmm. You know, tourism has paid for a lot of the stuff that we've been able to do. The Historical Society has paid for some stuff. So we have, up until now, we haven't spent a lot of money. And so this was our contribution. And I did that out of the director's budget. I have a director's budget for supplies and programs. And so I did that out of my supply budget. Okay. Let's see, the other, I've lost it somewhere. Helen's, I was gonna say on Helen's Visa card, I thought we had I might have not given myself a page. Yeah, I cut off my pages. So on Helen's Visa card, we had, we purchased table covers for the new tables in the Copenhaver room, and that was a very large purchase of $1,400. When we bought those tables, we quickly discovered that they scratch pretty easily, and so we had a program by the Book and Study Club last year, like right after we bought them, and somebody kind of put a heavy box on the table and it scratched them. And then somebody else was using the room recently and scratched them. And so Tracy very wisely had the idea that heading into summer reading, she didn't want any of the summer reading programs to damage the tables. So we went ahead and bought table covers. Since we invested $15,000 in the tables, I wanted to protect them and keep them as long as possible. Mm-hmm. So we found a place and they're very sturdy, durable table covers, so hopefully they'll extend the life of our tables. We also paid dues this month for the Virginia Library Association. That's annual dues, our Chamber of Commerce dues. We bought the hood for the Makerspace, you will recall that at the last meeting, I mentioned the fumes problem. And so we agreed to order the hood. The hood was purchased, it's arrived, it's in the makerspace waiting for the town to come over and install it. So, are there any questions that y'all have?
Is that a heat bill?
Which one? Atmos?
The Miller Law Office. Oh, $179.
That was our electric bill.
Yeah. That little bill was for a month.
Normally it's $50, but this winter, when everybody's bills leapt, that one also leapt. Normally it's about $50. Wow. Yeah, no, it was much, much, much higher.
Is there any water in there?
No.
Why are we heating?
We use it for meetings sometimes.
In the middle of the winter with no heat?
It has heat.
You
asked if it had water. I thought I heard
you. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant heat water.
It does have heat. It does not have water.
It does not have water.
No water, but it does have, it has air conditioning and heating.
Okay.
Have any other questions? About any of the disbursements?
Yeah, power bills.
Move to be approved. Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Next is a review of the financial report for March.
So if you look at your deposits first, we had some normal things and some not normal things. Town of Chilhowee's gave us their quarterly support. We got an annual donation from the Marion Book and Study Club. We got the $15,000 from the Smith County Community Foundation to buy laptops. And Tom, you'll be very happy to see that $1,000 from the Bank of Marion. Helen had stocked up a lot of points. And she redeemed all of our points for $1,000. We were very excited.
That's wonderful.
So that continues to literally pay dividends. All right, and then the other report, the budget expenses. As you can see, we're getting to the end of the year. And some of the places where I told you we would be short of money, you're now seeing negative balances. So the cybersecurity subscriptions, that's state money, and there's other state money available that I'll be able to backfill that with. The furniture and fixtures, that $1,400 for the table covers was not anticipated, so we're in the negative there. But again, we have funds in other accounts we'll be able to move over. The makerspace is still showing a good chunk of money, but we're about to spend that, so that won't be there for long. Everything else is pretty normal.
Okay. We don't have to vote on this. But do you all have any questions?
I have none.
Tom, do you have any questions? Nellie? Any questions? And Margaret?
I do not.
Okay. If at any time you all decide you need to ask a question about something financial, you're always welcome to go over to the library and meet with Sheila and Rose et al.
Absolutely.
And just keep that in mind. All right, next is the director's report. And this, we're all looking at you because we don't have a...
Yes. So I wanted to start, and one of the reasons I asked Kristen to be sure to be here with us today is to talk about our Citizen Science Month programs. Because as you've seen in our programming, we were focusing on mushrooms this year, and it was Kristen's idea that we focus on mushrooms. She read a very interesting book, and as she was talking to all of us, we said, that should be citizen science. So Kristen, why don't you share with us your inspiration?
Yes, and so I actually pulled it off the shelf. I read this book, The Entangled Life. It's
by Merlin Sheldrake, and it basically talks about how mushrooms connect ecosystems. They play such a vital role in the world around us. And there were so many things I didn't know about mushrooms that I learned by reading the book that I thought other people would then be interested in finding out more also. So I wanted to show you guys some of our mushrooms that we're growing.
Wow.
So we do have pink oysters. These are just starting. Our team started this one. I don't know, that was kind of hard to see.
Yeah.
But the whole purpose of wanting to do mushrooms really was reading the book and finding out how they connect things in the forest. And without fungi, we wouldn't even have trees. So I recommend, if you've never read that book, read it. Heather has like an illustrated copy of it, and it's amazing.
And people have really enjoyed them coming to the programs. Heather had a cooking program with the Extension Service.
And they bought different kinds of mushrooms. They had oyster and I think chicken of the woods and different kinds. And tomorrow we're doing mushrooms in our garden bed out front with the homeschool kids.
And Tracy had a program Saturday in Marion.
We have a Virginia Master Naturalist come and talk about mushrooms.
Oh,
amazing. Just amazing. Cool. Again, talk about the importance of the flora, the fauna, and the fungi as the third thing that's actually more important and vital to protect than flora or fauna. It was really fascinating.
So, I feel like we've had a really successful Citizen Science Month, and Kristen has a foraging for mushrooms program coming at the end of the month, right?
We are actually going to have that program on Monday. Pat Hayes with Herbalife is coming. This past Monday, we had Lori Briscoe from Abingdon. She's with Appalachian Teas and Botanicals. And she brought a lot of different types of mushrooms to talk about how we can use them for medicinal purposes. And that program went really well. And then the last week of the month, the Thurston family, they're going to be coming and talking about growing mushrooms. And we're also doing a spore to table, so people can bring their favorite mushroom recipes and try those as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, really, it has been super creative, and the community has really responded. People are showing up in big numbers. So.
And are these local mushrooms? I mean, they grow around here.
Some of them are, some of them are not, is my understanding. I think the medicinal herbs were local. Is that right?
Yes, yeah. She does the harvesting herself. And so she grows a lot. Kind of the same format that the fella that did Chihuahua's program does. She grows them on logs, and then she also has some, she calls it like a mushroom tree. I think it's like the turkey tail or shelf mushrooms that grow on that. So she gets all of hers locally. And she also has a store, so you can buy coffee and peas and tinctures that you can use. But I think with me and Tracy both realized one of our kits that we bought was an invasive species.
So we
need
to So yeah, that has been a really great month. We've done Citizen Science for years, but I think this is the one that has really captured people's attention. So it's been great. So I wanted to make sure y'all heard about that. So a couple other things I wanted to call out from my report. Washington County's decision, effective May 1st, to only allow residents of Washington County to use Hoopla through Washington County. And they also reduced their number of loans from 10 to 6.
Wow.
Because of the cost. The cost was going up. And, you know, we've watched our cost go up over time, and theirs really has too. So we are going to look at the data. I don't know how much right now of our monthly Hoopla bill is from people who don't live in Smith County. And what I would tell you is, if it's $50, I'm not sure we care. If it's $500, I think we care. So we're going to try and get those statistics from Hoopla to figure that out. If it is significant, we may have to do the same thing. I hate to do that because, you know, we do so many things on a reciprocal basis, but I know that already some of our patrons have called because they've had problems where their Washington County Hoopla account was shut off. I suspect we're going to get pressure to raise our loan limit. Our loan limit of 4 is very low. And so we are going to get pressure to increase that limit. Obviously, Hoopla would like us to increase that limit. I deliberately made it small because I didn't want us to get to this problem. We can increase it. It will require us to find that money from somewhere. And the most logical place to find that money will be from print books. If people are using more online books, then we can spend less on print books. And nobody likes to do that, but that may be the choice that we face. But I want to get the data first and see what the data tells us.
Looks like statistically, from this little graph report, the circulation is down in Marion, on print books, down in Marion, down in Chilhowie, and up in Saltville. And everything evens out to down almost 11%. And then Hoopla is, it looks like, maintaining pretty, you know.
Yeah, so we had, here's the Hoopla report.
Yeah.
So it's,
yeah,
it was down 1.9%.
Yeah, but it's, but people like the
convenience.
The digital, yeah.
And I was selling it hard yesterday at Marion Senior High School with 6 literature classes, so I expect to see Hoopla to jump a lot. She was. Lauren
was
and Carrie. Lauren and Carrie were in the fifth
they
of the sixth
probably
group.
Probably in that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, still more to come there.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to highlight is the Library of Virginia telling us that they will be late with our quarterly payment. So this is April is normally when we get our last payment of the year. They pay quarterly, and normally we get it the first week of the month. And they sent out, instead of sending the payment, they sent a notice saying we're going to hold off for a few weeks because we have a couple of libraries that haven't submitted their audits. And when they don't submit their audits on time, they can't get their library funding. And so they'll then take that funding for those two libraries and redistribute it among the rest of us. And so they don't know if they were going to make it or not. So they had 2 weeks. So by next week they'll know whether or not they have to redistribute the money. But they didn't want to send out one set of payments and then have to send another set of payments. And it's fine. We're not in trouble without the money, but that's a little unusual. We have 5 folks going to Abingdon next week for the Crucial Conversations training, and this is Library of Virginia staff coming out and delivering the training in person over 2 days. We seldom get in-person training in Southwest Virginia, and so all of us have, you know, kind of asked the Library of Virginia to be more attentive to doing live training, in-person training in our region. And so Abingdon is hosting it, so I'm happy that we're able to send 5 people to in-person training. And so that'll be very nice. It was $60 a person, so it cost us $300 for the 5 people, but it's well worth it. Helen has had that training. I've had that training numerous times in my life, and it's just super helpful. Oh, that's right. I forgot. Sorry, Heather. The laptops that we got the $15,000 for from the Smith County Community Foundation, if you haven't heard, in the computer industry, it's a crunch time for availability of laptops, and particularly of chips, partly because of all of the data centers and AI. So I've been working with a representative at Dell Computer. I'm pretty sure which computer I want, but her trying to find the number of computers we want with the right stuff is proving to be harder than we thought it was going to be. So she had hoped to have the final quote for me by yesterday, but I don't have it yet. I know it's been a couple weeks now, but I'm working to try and get that done. The last thing I wanted to mention is that I have had confirmation from Hungry Mother that we can have the retreat on the 22nd of August in the same room that we used last year. So from 9 to 2 on the 22nd of August.
Go ahead. Into the 19th century.
Go ahead.
And I will say, I did do, I was at Marion Senior High School all day yesterday. There were the librarian, we've been working since the fall to try and, you know, get the online library card in front of students. You know, we've had an ongoing effort to get more library cards in the hands of students directly. And so I've been doing it for 3 years now at Chilhowee High School, and we've had some success. But we really didn't have any takers at Marion Senior High School for 3 years that we've been trying. And suddenly, they all, one of them said yes, and then the others heard about it, and then they all said yes. So we had, we easily saw 250 students yesterday, all the English classes from the high school. Some of them one class, most of them two or three classes at a time. So it was a long day of many teenagers and a good bit of chocolate and trying to get them interested in library cards. It is a dry topic, not designed to make teenagers excited, but I was very grateful that Mrs. Blevins, the librarian, you know, pulled it off. The lady from the Communities and Schools Initiative jumped in and offered rewards for anybody who submits the application, and that amped up interest immediately. Wow. If I had only known, we would have started with that. As soon as she announced that they could drop by her room and get snacks if they turned in their application, and she was going to set up a drawing for 3 Walmart gift cards, they lined up to get the application cards. We ran through all the application cards we had.
Wow.
So that was, it was fun. It was a fun day. Exhausting, but fun. And I have so much admiration for teachers who do that every day, because one day wiped me out. and that's all, unless y'all have questions about anything.
No. My only question, what was the, is $15,000 the original amount that you asked for?
No,
I can't remember.
Much less.
Okay.
I asked for $92,000 to buy 60 laptops, 60. Because I wanted to have them in all the locations, mm-hmm. have put some in the makerspace, and then have some, in addition to classroom sets, to have some available that patrons could check out in the library. So that's how I got to 60.
Right.
They pushed back with Chromebooks. They
right.
really wanted me to buy Chromebooks.
And they're not worth
it. And I said, they're very fragile, and they limit people to the Google universe of applications. Mm-hmm. And that's not what people need to learn how to do. That is not what they need in the real world. Mm-hmm. It's fine for a classroom world, but it's not in the real world what people need to learn how to do. And so I pushed back, and they kept inviting me. Well, we could set up a visit to the school. I said, I've seen them in schools. I don't need to visit. I am, you know, if that means it's a deal breaker for y'all, then so be it. But I'm not doing Chromebooks. I'm just not. And so then they came back and said, okay, $15,000.
How many is that going to buy?
Well, I'm hoping it'll buy 15 if she can get me a good deal, and it should still leave money for the mouses and the the cart to charge them.
Okay.
But we'll have one set of 15.
Mm-hmm.
That's the minimum we need for the AARP Senior Planet curriculum. So that's a free license. We can get licensed. AARP has made the entire curriculum. And there are simple classes, and then there are longer classes, but they literally give you everything. But you have to have 15 laptops to be able to have students. And so they have to have them for the class, but you also have to have them available so they can come in and practice what they learn in the classes. But they have a whole tiered curriculum. They have lectures where it's just, you know, a lecture that you play for the group. They have some that are one-day workshops, and then they have some that are 10 days or 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
workshops. But they give you the handouts, they give you the exercises, they give you the script for the instructor. It's super well done, but they have certain criteria. And so having 15 means we can get licensed to do the Senior Planet curriculum.
Was Smith County who gave us the money?
No, it's the foundation.
The foundation gave us the money. Were they aware of that?
Yes.
And they still didn't offer any more?
No. They wanted those Chromebooks. And I wasn't going to do the Chromebooks.
And I really feel like, you know, if they had even talked to IT, they could get a sense of that they really are not the best investment. However, they, for the amount of money that they have,
right? It's volume
is,
that they have.
It is not.
It makes sense. It doesn't make sense for our patrons.
Correct. Yeah, I'm sorry they couldn't see that.
Gwen, did you have a question?
Well, I was just going to say I appreciate you standing your ground.
Me too.
Yes.
Good job.
Definitely continue to do that. Now we'll move into old business, which is a makerspace update.
Yes. So, Heather, do you want to go or you want me to go?
You go ahead.
So we've had a lot of activity on the makerspace. Obviously, the classes that you've heard about that Christy's doing, and that's going very well. Heather and I had a really productive visit down to Morristown, Tennessee on the 1st of April to actually see the recording studio. It was really, really wonderful. So we got to see the different models. We stood in them, we saw all the stuff they had done in them. The 8x10 module, which is the one we think will work best for us, you could easily get four people in there. She chalked us through, we saw how the stuff fit, Velcros to the wall, the lighting fixtures, the doors, the ADA compliant package. So, you know, for that kind of money, you just wanna be sure it's not flimsy or it's gonna fall down when somebody knocks into it. They took us to the loading, the shipping area, so we saw how they're loaded on a pallet and they're shrink-wrapped in red plastic so that you know when it gets to you whether or not anything has interfered with the package. It'll take several people to unload the truck, and we talked with her about the importance of scheduled delivery. We can't have surprise deliveries because we're going to have to arrange a crew to unload it, and then we'll need two or three people to assemble it. But we were, I think, both very happy with the quality of the product. It's a company that's been around for 25 years. It's a family-owned company, and obviously they're right near Nashville, so they're providing these boxes to the music industry, but also a lot of public libraries. They had a ton of public libraries as customers, so we were very happy with that. On Monday of this week, we had a meeting of the Makerspace Advisory Committee. We haven't met for several months, so it was good to get updated with them. They were very happy to see everything that was going on. And we also, on our way back from Morristown, stopped in Kingsport and went to Heavenly Stitches, which is a quilting store that sells the quilting machines. And that was a revelation for us in the cost sense. But we finally found someone who really knew what she was talking about. The owner of the store was there. She showed us the machines. She demonstrated how they work. And so we had allotted, I think, $10,000 or maybe $15,000 in our budget. Well, on sale, the machine was $15,000, but then it still needs software that costs another $12,000 to $15,000.
Wow.
So, and we had no idea that that was the the thing. And so then she also showed us this machine. We had thought that the machine could be used separate from the frame. And she said, oh no. This
one lady told me you could put the computer on the desk model. I think she's the first person that was very knowledgeable.
And she said, yeah, no, you cannot. And you have to have this frame. So the frame is 8 feet wide and 4 feet deep. Mm. And so she said, for this machine, and it's heavy duty, it will definitely do great work. But yeah, the method is people have their backing, the batting, and then their top that they've sewn. And then this thing, you roll the fabric up and it quilts. It can be a computerized design.
You can drive it yourself
freehand if you want to. And then you just, as it works through, you roll it. There are rollers and you roll the fabric through. So it was educational, but we also said, okay, now we cannot do both of these things. We can do the recording studio, or we can do the quilting machine. We cannot do that with the money, both with the money we have. And to be honest, we don't have space right now for both. Mm-hmm. So we've talked to Courtney, our program officer at the Wellspring Foundation, who has encouraged us and said, if you need more money, come back and tell us you need more money. We've made an investment. We don't want it to fail for lack of additional funds. So we are in the process of, we still have to figure out what equipment we have to buy with the recording studio. And so until we know all of that, we won't go back to her, but we will go back and see how they feel about more funds.
And I want to ask for funding for 6 laptops.
Laptops.
Because we really need that. Whenever I put that together, it was over like a week's period, the proposal. So it was kind of at the last minute. So once we've been in the makerspace and we realize all the things that it takes to operate, we need more equipment.
We do need more laptops. We have the 2 desktops and they're great, but they don't really lend themselves to teaching. So when Christy's trying to teach multiple people, she can't really do that with the computers we have in there. We do need a set of laptops for there. I'd hoped I could get them from the grant. Since that hasn't worked, we'll have to, I think they will be receptive to that. And that'll just make it easier for her to teach multiple people. There will still be a constraint for some of the machines where you can only do one mug at a time. You can only do, one thing at a time for some of the machines. But the X tool, you can cut multiple projects at the same time in theory. So we could possibly teach multiple people on an X tool class, but the other classes, she can't have everybody working on the same piece of equipment at the same time. But
so we're doing just slots, like time slots now, 1 or 2 people at a time. Mm-hmm. And it's working okay, but we could have better participation if we had more laptops.
Okay, did I understand you to say that the recording studio versus the sewing, the quilting machine, and so have we made a choice?
No.
They want both.
Yeah.
The Makerspace Advisory Committee indicated a preference for the recording studio over the quilting machine.
Yeah.
So if we can only do one, I think the recording studio is the one, because I think there's broader interest in the community in that. But yes, we would like to do both.
Yeah.
And so, but we have to solve the space problem for the quilting machine. Mm-hmm. So that's
all. Where would the recording studio be?
The town has agreed we can put it in the music room.
Okay.
And it kind of fits. It's the music room and have the recording studio in the music room. We will also have to put a camera in there. Since I won't be able to afford a separate staff member to be in there all the time. So we will put a camera in there, and the walls will have very large windows. The door will have a very large window so we can see what's going on in the recording studio at all times.
Okay. It's exciting. Thank you.
We're getting there.
Yeah. All right. So
Oh, we already did Citizen Science Month.
I was going to say, we've got Citizen Science Month done. And then new business, the holiday list for 2027.
So normally I bring this to y'all with the budget, but since we do the budget in the second half of June, and we have a holiday coming right away in July, mm-hmm. it always feels a little last minute, so I can't tell the staff for sure what day they're going to have off until after the third week in June. So I thought, I'm going to try it a little different this year and bring it to you in April so that people have a better planning horizon. So as you can see, the 4th of July falls on a Saturday, so normally we would do the Friday as the holiday. Mm-hmm. But we would also be closed on the 4th, the holiday. Mm-hmm. So
the half day for Thanksgiving, is that going along with the school system? Is that the reason for that?
It's something that has been done here since before. Or I was here.
As long as I can remember, that's how it's been done.
The half day.
Yeah, the school system's out a day or so before that.
Yeah, they're out before we are. But we've always done the half day.
Okay. And then 2 days for Thanksgiving.
Right, so then it's Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. And then we reopen on Saturday. And again, Christmas this year is also over the weekend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we would be off the Thursday, mm-hmm. Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is pretty much in line with what the county has, I'm guessing.
Well, they do, for whatever reason, the state does it by calendar year, not by fiscal year.
Okay.
And so the county hasn't yet determined the 27 okay. holidays. I looked at what the state has done in the past to mm. do the first that mm. first half of the year.
Okay. All right. So that we do need to approve.
Move be approved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Thank All you. Right. That Thank is approved.
You. So the May meeting.
That is gonna be interesting.
Yeah. So at the back of the director's report, I did give you the schedule. So we're supposed to meet in Saltville next month, and Northwood is graduating the third Thursday, which is when we would normally meet, and then Chilhowee and Marion are graduating on Friday, and a lot of people will be involved in graduation activities. Mm-hmm. So as far as I can, we have three options. We can skip a May meeting, we can meet on the 14th, or we can meet on the 28th.
I'm moving to skip. I won't be able to be here anyway. I'm having my paper cut surgery.
Oh.
Oh.
And you have a senior, I have a senior. Is anyone opposed to us skipping May? Nope.
Not us.
I agree with Gwen that we should probably just, because we have a requirement that we have to meet six times a year. We are well within that. So let's just not do that. And we'll meet in June in Saltville. And that will be, the third Thursday is the 18th. I'm not mistaking this. That's the day before it Juneteenth.
Is. Yep.
So we will meet in Saltville on June 18th at 5:30.
All right.
Then have a nice May.
I may not be at that meeting. I definitely will not be at the July meeting. We'll be out west. Okay.
All right. Well,
and is that meeting still? Well, that's next year. Never mind. I was looking at the days off next year.
Yeah. All right, so that is our board meeting for June. And with that, we will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Thank you.